Will Smith and Martin Lawrence are back as wisecracking Miami detectives in a new Bad Boys movie.
Call 911.
Aren't you the police?
The story follows the buddy cop duo facing midlife crises at home and getting framed as cartel operatives.
If you're seeing this, I'm probably dead.
Whoever gave the order to kill me is in the department. They're coming after you next.
Fans of the Bad Boys movie should enjoy this because it has all the expected elements, from explosive action and dripping machismo to sports car product placement and drawn-out comedic moments.
Marcus, get in the car.
He has a gun to my head.
Want
to
deal with him? You want to deal with me?
Sorry, sir, but I gotta go.
I suppose that's what you get with a generation of filmmakers who grew up on a steady diet of Michael Bay movies.
Oh, city, city, bang, bang!
The problem with this film is its utter lack of originality. I know buddy cop films rely on formula, but there wasn't even an attempt to put an original spin on things. We're left with a cliche smoothie of a plot interspersed with out-of-place comedy where Martin Lawrence seems to be auditioning for a new sitcom.
I'll take the three in the front. You take the six in the back.
Everything from the worn-out dialogue tropes to Will Smith's Tommy Wiseau dye job makes this movie feel like a relic of the 90s that should be called Bad Middle-Aged Guys.
I need nasty Mike. Bad Boy.
Bad Boys Ride or Die gets 2 Oscar slaps out of 5. I'm Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.